just like to make an introduction before we learn the first chapter, the first parak in the Sils Hashorim. That the last pasuk, the last sentence in Sefer Kehelis is written by Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, the Chacham HaKol Adam, the wisest of all human beings. Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Sov Dovor HaKol Nishma, Es Lekim Yira, Es Mitzvosav Shmor Ki Zeh Kol Adam. What's going to be in the future? We always predict what's going to be. What's going to be with this world of ours? This world of ours. Shlomo HaMelech is telling us, I'll tell you what it's going to be with the world of ours. There's going to come a time, Sov Dovor, things will be good. HaKol Nishma. Everyone's going to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen means not just hearing it. I hear you. No, I understand you. That's also in Shema. And the third thing is, Shema means I feel you. Not only will we hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the words, Yonoka Hashem Lekecha, Yaseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, and all the mitzvahs of Torah. Not only hear you, I understand it. My mind will understand it. But my heart will feel it. I will feel the words. This is a kol davar, the whole umas olam, the whole world, the whole bria kula, the entire creation will nishmas lekim. Nishma. Just by Yishma Yisro, Yisro heard. Everyone heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, that the Jews went through Red Sea and were saved, miracles. What do you mean by Yishma? He heard it. No one else heard? Everyone heard. By Yishma means now he heard. He heard. He felt it. His mind, his heart. He saw the Borei Olam. He saw the Ribono Shel. He saw miracles. He saw there's someone in this world. It's not an Olam Hefker. It's not just a Hefker. A world without an owner, ownerless, shapeless. Therefore, the pasuk is telling us, Sof Davar, the future will be for mankind, HaKol Nishma Es Lekim Yirah, and they'll fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ves Mitzvosav Shmor, and they'll observe His commandments. This should have been the end of the pasuk, the end of the sentence. But there's a few more words. Ki zeh kol adam. Shlomo HaMelech tells us, not only will the world come to recognize the Borei Olam, the creator of the world, ki zeh kol adam. This is what man is. This is what man really is. Not that finally he'll develop into something that he's not. This is what we should have always been. This is what we are, to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have Yerushalayim, Ki Zeh Kol Adam. This is man. The Mefarshim explain as follows. What does it mean, Ki Zeh Kol Adam? This is man. Because Mesillas Yeshorim discusses man. It doesn't discuss history, the history of the Jewish people, our past, our present, our future. It discusses man himself. Adam himself. The purpose of Adam, the purpose of man being on this world. In Shlomo HaMelech, which preceded the Mesillas Yeshorim by many years, Ki Zeh Kol Adam, this is man. The Zohar says, Na'asa Adam b'Tzamenu k'dmusenu. In Sefer Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Na'asa Adam, the Lashon Rabbim in plural. Let us make man, which is a very dangerous pasuk. Very dangerous. Because when you say Na'asa Adam, that means the Ribono Shel Olam, not only God made man, but he needed a partner. He couldn't do it himself. Na'asa Adam, let us make man. And Rashi points out that you are a Pandora's box. Those words, Na'asa Adam, shows that the Ribono Shel Olam is not the only creator. There's other creators. You have partnership. Nasa, let we should make man. We should make man. And that's not true. Chalil v'chas, God forbid. There's only one Borei Olam. Bereishis Bara Elokim. Bereishis bore Elikim is miyuchad, singled out only Elikim and no one else. Elikim, the Borei Olam. That language was said to tell us that even though it's questionable, to show us Anivas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man through a mid of Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. How he spoke. He didn't say, I will make man. We will make man. Like a person gives a lecture, the entire lecture, the lecturer speaks for an hour and a half. An hour and a half to an audience of hundreds of students. Hundreds. And you can hear a pin drop. You can hear a pin drop. And the lecturer asks many questions and he gives many answers. Yet throughout the lecture, throughout the shir, he says, we have asked the following question and we will now give the following answer and we have the following difficulty and we found the following solution. Who's we? It's all you. It's not we. It's you. Speak right. I'm asking the kasha. I'm giving the terrors. It's all I. It's not we. Be honest with yourself. You're giving the lecture and we're just taking notes. You ask the question. I. This is gaiver, arrogance. It's we. Without the Tamina, without the Bria, what is the purpose of this world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the lashon of we, to show the anivus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show his simplicity, his humbleness. He's humble. To show the Derech Eretz, you can't say the word I. It's we, even though the truth of the matter is it's I. To show the humbleness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To show I'm great. I did this and I did this and I did this. It's we. We should understand it's I. But I'll never say the word I. It's we. And even though it's a dangerous word, because you'll say it's a precursor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed help. The Almighty needed help in order to create the world. But it was very important. Nasa Odim Esamein. But yet, it says the Lashon Nasa. He did have help. Not in the creation, but in the material. Ofer min Adama. So Zohar says, Nasa Odim Esamein, that he took the Kol HaBriya Kula, he took the whole animal kingdom, and he put him into man. That means man has a personality of many of the behemoths and chayas of the Sada. He's a man. That means to say that the ability of a lion, of a tiger, of a wild animal, of a snake, of a nakish, is within man. That means to say, you know what man is? Man is like the Bronx Zoo. He's a zoo. And I don't think I have to give too many rayas on that. You'll never say, I don't believe you. Do you ever look at the papers? Do you ever hear the news? Today's news? And I'm going to tell you tomorrow's news. How many killings and murders and rapes? What has happened to man every single day? And this has nothing to do with the terrorists. Nothing to do with the terrorists. This is not caused by the terrorists. It's caused by man. He's angry. Like the man said, a man killed his wife. Man killed his wife. They had a very lengthy argument. And he killed her. He went in front of the judge. The judge asked, that's what they ask in America, are you guilty or not guilty? I'll be like, well, he has to aid him. What do you ask him for? You know what I mean? So Russian, and you're not a gay baiter. You can't ask, you can't say to yourself. You can't give testimony to yourself. So he went in front of the judge. And they said to the judge, I'm not guilty. So the judge said, did you kill your wife? Yes. I'm not guilty. How can you not be guilty? Everyone saw you shot your wife dead. How can you say you're not guilty? So he answered, judge, you have to understand my situation. If you would have a wife the way I have, you'd also kill her. You'd also kill her. You have to understand me. She drove me nuts. She irritated me and aggravated me. She destroyed me. I pleaded with her. Therefore, I take revenge. That's an animal. I take revenge. You get angry at me, I get angry at you. And you have no right to get angry at me. I give it back. You started to fight first, remember? So I fought back. That's what the lawyer says. That's what the lawyer says. Yes. My client did something very bad, very evil. But he didn't start it. He didn't start it. What was he supposed to do? Say thank you? After he's offended by the other person? That's an animal. That's an animalistic concept. And that's what man is. Nasa'ani b'tzalmenu. Let's make man b'tzalmenu. Bring into man Nasa. You put the animal into him. Now put b'tzalmenu and sell him like him into him. He has, therefore, the end of the pasuk says, ki zeh kol adam. Man, yes, has animalistic characters to him, but he also has Yiras Hashem. And that's what the end of the pasuk tells us. Now what? Sof dovar kol nishmo es alekim yirah ki zeh kol adam. Man is Yira Lekim. Besides the other character personality traits that he has, which are not good, to say the least, of a gaiva, of kina, sina, of hate, of jealousy, of envy, envy. He's so envious. He has this feeling of hate, of revenge, of the kama. He'll take the kama. But besides all that, he has something that can control it all. That's the kimira. He has Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem does not just mean fear of God. Admiration, the years are romulus. Fear not only because of punishment, because we'll be punished if we violate the lavim in the Torah, shesa, lavim, the losases, which was forbidden for a person, 365 lavim in the Torah. But he does it, he abstains not because of fear, because of admiration. Because he wants to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is where Shlomo Melech tells us. The Sof Davar HaKol Nishmo, and you'll see the Yiras Hashem, the admiration and the fear and the love and the respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get closer to Hashem. Ki zeh kol adam, because that's what man really is. That's what man really is. He's not just an animal. Hayom po u'mocher b'kever. He's above that. Man is above that. He is not just another animal with intelligence. Not four legs, two legs, but intelligence. He has intelligence. The dog doesn't have intelligence. Rover, the dog, doesn't have. Elsie, the cow, doesn't have. The only difference is that I have intelligence. That's the only difference. Cholil v'chas. Chas v'shalom. We're not on this world to think this way. This is a little akdama, a little introduction to Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim tells us the gates of righteousness. This Moshe Chaim Nesatel that wrote this beautiful sefer of ethics, of Musar, to direct us how to live a life, how to live a daily life. So he tells us in the first parak, in the first chapter, Klal, he tells us, Yisod HaChasidus, the foundation, of Chassidus means to follow the law to its fullest. And the Mefarshim say, you know what Chassidus means? Now he's a kind person. He goes the flame of Shuras Adin above and beyond the law. He is so the foundation of Chassidus means Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fond of us. The Chassid means, and we should all strive for that, I have pleasure. And Mr. Hashem will have children, and you'll see your baby. You'll see your baby in the cradle. You'll see your baby 1, 2, 3, 4 years old, and you'll smile. You just look at him and you smile. He gives me nachas. He gives me nachas. A nachas ruach. He gives me nachas. He's not going to give me nachas. I'm not going to smile if, God forbid, he marries a shiksa, a non-Jewish girl. I'm not going to smile if he's chazer. I'm not going to smile if he doesn't put on tefillin every day. I'm not going to smile if he doesn't go b'derech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is there to smile about? Was he unique? I'll smile when I see he lives the Darach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Derech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nachas Ruach Afonai, a satisfaction, a smile. And what is a smile? A smile is unique to a human being, not to an animal. An animal, a human being, as we're speaking till now, a human being, an animal can do the same thing as a human being. Can eat and sleep and jump and make noise and intelligent sounds. But one thing an animal cannot do, an animal cannot smile. An animal can laugh, a laughing hyena, but cannot smile. Why can't an animal smile? Because smiling comes from the nefesh, from the soul. An animal has no soul, has a body, no soul. There's no olam haba, another world for this animal. For this animal, who won the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. But that animal doesn't go to heaven. He may have a lot of money in this world, but there's no heaven. But we have a chilek kamamal. We're a part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that smile shows that. We smile, not laugh. Just a smile. The face lights up. Only a nefesh who has a soul can be this way. So the Nesilas Yeshorim starts off, Yisod HaChassidus, the foundation of HaChassidus, of giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu a nachas ruach, of smiling. Vishori Shavoda HaTzmima, and the roots of doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's acts wholeheartedly. How does one come to this madriga? How does one become serious in this idea of worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a manner? She's bor v'sameis eis ohodim. He should be clear in his mind, ma chavaso bolamo. What is man's obligation in this world? This is what he should ask himself. Ma chavaso she'odim bolamo. What is my obligation? Chavaso means as follows. We learn in the Gemara, chavaso means a bal choyv. You're a bal choyv. You owe money. You, Reuven, owe money to Shimon. And Shimon has the right to take limo da'akat foy. He can take the shirt off your back. You have a certain responsibility. You have to pay him a certain amount of money. If you don't, you can take your property. You can take your shirt. You're obligated. You have not only a shibud nechasim, that your mortgage, your property, if you don't pay, but you have a shibud guf. Your body belongs to him. Your shirt belongs to him. You're indebted to him. Why are you indebted to him? Because he gave you a loan. When you're down and out, you needed a loan. You need a loan quickly, and he gave you this loan. He lent you the money. And without interest, you're meshivah to him. Ma'achavasa shel adam balomo. And what about us? Are we meshubed? Are we committed and indebted to our Kodesh Baruch Hu? From the moment we get up in the morning, we're able to get out of bed. When you get older, it's not so easy to get out of bed. That arthritis gets in, that gets into the bones. The arthritis. Oh, I know it's going to rain today. I know that for sure. My bones tell me that. The arthritis gets in to my arms and my bones. I can't get out of bed. What's wrong with you? You only eat 54. You can't get out of bed at the age of 54. What's going to be when you're 89? I can't get out of bed. I have difficulty. But you're able to walk. When you do walk, you should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every moment. Therefore, you're a Baal Machoif. You know, something people don't like. We're all in this way. We don't like a person. It's a parasite that lives off others, doesn't do a stitch of work, and takes from others. You don't have to know Yiddish to know this word. I schnarr. Ooh. I schnarr. Not me. You can say anything about me, but don't say I'm a schnarr. That's a terrible thing to say. I schnarr. You take and take, which of him, which I take a cigarette, take a candy, take this, take that, take everything, which a ride. Get anything you can for nothing. I schnarr. Take all you can. We don't like your schnarr. And what are we? What are we with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It gives us and gives us and gives us and gives us and gives us. Gives us chayim. Gives us life. Gives the ability to live, to eat, to sleep. Ability to be successful in our careers. The mind to learn Torah, the mind to create, the mind to do chesed, the mind to have love, the mind to be a father, a mother, a son, a daughter, everything. Hanosan Hayoyev Korach. Oh, we're not schnorrs. When do we get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We daven once a year in Yom Kippur. We daven three times a day. Whatever we do will never be enough. What is our obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Matzorach and what? Shiyosim ma'bato ma'gmaso b'chashehu omel kol yavichayev. What should he yearning and desire and goal be in this world? This is what he should ask. Every human being should ask. Machavasa, what's our obligation in this world? And what should be our yearning for? What should be our desire? What should be our goal in this life? A career? Is that the way? A career? What's your career? What is your career in life? Is that the eager in life? Is that what it's all about? Career! I have to prepare for my career. I have a son and a daughter. My son is 5 years old. He's a doctor. My daughter, she's going to become the governor someday. And she's only 6. Where a man said, this is broadcasted, Rahman Aslani was dying of cancer. 32 years old. He was crying. He had a 3-year-old son. And what was he crying about? I'll never see my son play baseball. My desire is to be a major leaguer. I'll never see it. At the age of 32, someone suggested he should go to New York NYU Hospital and a special clinic there. And he went. And guess what? After taking treatments, it was a remission. They said he'll live. He gets back on the air. Thank you. I'm telling you right now, my son's going to be a big leaguer, and I'm going to see my son be a great basketball player, a great football player, a great baseball player. I'm going to see that. American League, National League, I'm not sure, but he's going to be a great player. I'm going to see that. Thank you. What a life. Go to NYU if you have problems. This is what we hear in the world. This is not Chavos Shel Olamo. This is not our purpose. Shiasim Magmoto, Magmoso, Mokhashehu Omo, Koimikhayev. This is not our purpose. Our purpose is much more than that. And just to finish, our purpose is l'saneg al Hashem le'hanes v'ziv shchinas. Our purpose in this world is not the career. We don't belong to this world. It's to have anah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to enjoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to nene from the splendor of the Shekhinah, to have anah, enjoyment. And that is only in Olam Habo, in the world to come. It's not in this world. This world, as everyone knows, the Lashon, is a proizder, or mazed doima the proizder with the Olam Habo, the Mishnah Novus, Perak Daled Mishnah Kezayin. It's a corridor. It's a pathway. This world is a pathway for Olam Habo. And this world is a taste, a me'ein, a taste, a taste. It's one potato chip in a bag of hundreds of potato chips. A taste of what's inside, what's in store for us. Nenim Ziv Hashchina. This is a purpose. Nenim Ziv Hashchina. We have to hear this a million times a day. You'll say, why? We forget it very well, easily. We don't have good memories. There's so much in this world counter to this. The world is so anti and counter this basic concept. We don't know it. We don't feel it. We don't live it. To get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, if a person feels this way, he's not so depressed if he gets fired from a job. He's not so depressed if he doesn't become the president. He's not so depressed if he doesn't get that number one shidduch. Because that's not the ultimate of this life. It's only a means of something. Ultimate is our davening, our avos, Hashem, our mitzvahs, our chesed, to halach the midracha of temiyaleh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is our purpose. This is our purpose. And hopefully, through the Limud HaMusar and the Seles Yesharim, will become clear, crystal clear, without any doubt. This is our purpose. This is what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us. That Sof Devar HaKol Nishmor. And so, Kim Yirah, this is for Sof Shemor. But the end result will be that we'll listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Ki zeh kol adam. This is man. This is man. This is what we've built, this is what we're created for in this world. This is the basic yisad. And we should be zeiche, and we will be zeiche, to see it more bullet, more pronounced in our society, in our yeshiva, in our hanogas, in our family, in our personal life. See, this is the purpose of man. Emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to realize that this world is only a tunnel, only a hallway, a proizder to Olam HaEmes, where we get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and where we see the godliness and the greatness of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, and how we can come and elevate our body and our seviva to a higher madrega. This is our purpose, kizeh kol adam, to yor elokim, to fear with admiration, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.